Blog Talk Radio.
Ha ha! Yo, 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 yo! Man, good evening, everybody. We right here with y'all to the grid of it all, Blog Talk Radio, man. Yeah, nice little show for y'all today. Just a little, you know, just this topic coming off the top of our head for real, because it ain't really no way to script it. It is what it is. I'm gonna say it's gonna be my personal opinion for real, but a lot of facts is gonna be in that. And the topic today is reality, the not so real TV. We gotta get in on that, man. We gotta see go knee deep and raise some awareness and spark some thoughts, you know what I'm saying, and the listeners, because man, reality TV is sculpting a lot of actions and people today. So you know, as usual. Got on the panel today, Brother Hirakuti. What's happening? Yeah. Hold on, bro. You know, same old, man. Switch one light up, put it in the air. And I got Father Men on the other end of the table. What's the deal?
Okay.
Yeah, man. Reality TV, man. It's been going for years, man. It's been going for years ever since I would say, like, one of the first ones to really blow it up. Road back in the day on it. washing You ain't did none of that shit.
That's part of the kind of live vicariously through other people.
Exactly.
And so for it to be a real other person gives an even more intimate relationship with a person out there.
Right.
But it gets sucked in. Psychological.
That's why they give you in the reality show asshole men. So, you know, the women look at it like, well, you know, to be able to be on that high platform, you got to have an asshole man. You got to deal with that shit. That's how they got it looking.
So you got to look at it. You got to look at reality. Just entertainment. Can't put too much time into it.
Then you
might just very fucking bullshit. Kind of really. No, like I said, it's the other avenue. It's the Top Chef. Those shows pretty cool.
That's a reality show, though. That's reality.
You put somebody through some real shit.
I had a talk with my buddy, like, and he was asking me about, man, you know what I'm saying? How you can sit and watch shows? I said, because you sit and watch the game. Think about this. You sit and watch the game. You watch stupid ass videos. You watch play video games. What from any of that can you apply into your day to day life every time you watch it? Nothing. Every day I watch the cooking show, I can go in my kitchen and cook that.
Right.
I learned a different method in feeding my family or just for me snacking. The Cooking Channel is the only reality show or TV that's out. Cause that's real.
HGTV,
Home and Garden Network.
That's reality. Well, they put you learn from those.
Yeah.
How to start rehabbing a house, fixing a house.
In our society, though, that's you. The way they're pushing it, though, is for you to be supportive of those two channels. You got to be homosexual because those channels are highly homosexual. Without you got most of the gays, most of the chefs. You premiering the gay ones. You're not premiering, you know, the real strong figure ones. Like, you know, the ones that you've seen in the past that were strong figures, they're not right there no more. Emeril Lagasse is not at the lead no more. Okay, and Bobby Flay is at the lead, but just by his standard of performance.
Right.
Not because he's masculine.
So,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? But they got all the other ones now coming up. You don't have to be on a cooking show in a bright pink shirt, man, with a cocktail tie.
On the guard, man, a lot of talk that's going on.
I mean, they want you to think that to be a home interior decorator, you have to be feminine because you have to understand home
color,
warmth, and warm. And homemaking, which would be the woman's genre of expertise, not her, what she's supposed to do, just her genre of expertise. Because I'm one to admit, I don't want a woman. That I don't want you as my woman. I'm single, but I'm just saying I don't want a woman to think that I want her to take care of home. That's her job. That's your expertise, though. So yeah, take over and run that shit. Do that shit. Do it right, though. But I want you to also understand that when it comes to going outside and detailing the car and doing the plumbing and the electrical work and all that, that's more in my genre, though. So, you know what I'm saying? When we, you know, get to that reality show, it got some people now thinking that, it got people in backward thought process. Like, wait a minute, okay, man come home. He takes care of the home. And he also goes through the guard. There was no vision of the strong woman in the reality shows.
I got the ones where they take cars. Those reality shows, man.
Oh, the up on the West Block. Oh, yeah, like Fit Food and all that.
Exploitation.
And it wasn't, we don't get it mixed up. It was not black exploitation.
HGTV Crib.
think with financial exploitation. See, we get caught up because they have already told us black exploitation over the years. We say, well, okay, that's just them saying that. The only thing you can do as a black and getting ahead is bring this out. No, that's financial exploitation. What they're saying is the only thing you can do with money, period,
right,
is this.
Right, this is all you can do.
Make a big house, put a pool in it, invite and pour some wine.
Right.
And look.
Make that bitch gold plated pool.
Right.
That's the sea. That's the
retractable
right.
roof.
Right. Yeah,
they are.
That's
so this is what we're talking about today, man. To the grit of it all, Blog Talk Radio, man. Just getting on that reality TV show, man.
And saying that about the thrills, how that changed your psychology, well, that's all the reality shows. Because it sort of, it fakes that sense of more intimacy with you in a personal relationship, because it's something that you could actually do,
mm-hmm.
or you could actually be a contestant on Master Chef or something,
yeah.
or you could actually get your house renovated. So psychologically, it's a delusion. It's an illusion to get you tie you in even closer to the program.
Yeah, that family looks like all things.
And remember, once the commercial come on, you waiting for the next.
Yeah.
Wait, then they're getting advertised
yeah.
for a program. You know, all the channels are about the advertising.
That's all
it's about. That's all TV was about.
And ratings.
They're all about that advertising.
And it's they do it through every show, though.
So you shouldn't even be paying for television.
Because
the fucking people getting paid for advertising. They'll need to charge you, too.
They shouldn't pay for none of that.
And you're going out buying the shit that you see on the
TV.
Okay.
Shouldn't be no paper.
So you paying, yo, dude.
Shouldn't be no paper if you stop our bought cable.
Right.
I bought cable for special events, special programming.
Right.
So what's this, elite program of pay-per-view?
Damn.
Can I watch some politicians fight to the death then?
You
know, that's
you know what reality is the best. The Animal Planet. Are you showing them animals? That's you talk about reality.
That's
it. The Nature Channel. Discovery.
That's it. Y'all came up watching that, though. That was an interesting
yeah.
one. Nova.
Yeah, that's always
Nova. National Geographic.
Yeah, that's always been there. National Geographic.
I always knew, though, that still, coming out of the broadcasting tube, you still got a soft reference, even that. No offense.
Absolutely.
Because when I had watched it,
because it's a narrator.
Yeah, you know when I watched the ancient Egyptian documentary one time, narrator, and the information wasn't precise, but I could see where a person that wasn't real knowledgeable could have been in awe over what they were seeing. And throughout a lot of those shows, it's like that. You know, if you just don't know, if you don't look for shit, of course it looks like, that's an anaconda. I never knew that. Yeah, you know. You don't do shit.
Right.
So of course you think that's fucking fascinating. Well, of course you think Folgers got the best coffee. You don't think somebody told you that.
Right.
Of course you think all Colombians drink coffee. And reality show, man, reality is, it's just a show. Don't let it work your life. I see women now come out, they talk and like the lady off the show. They use the little slang words and the insults that the lady used. Yeah,
Jersey Shore,
yeah. And the men do it too, though. They use, you know what I'm saying, some of the headdress terms that they use on the reality show. It comes into our language now. The women that find so-and-so jazzy, they emulate her activity and how she speak and talk. So that's why you can't get a dude.
Role model.
You can't get a dude because you don't model your life and attitude off a woman on TV that don't have a man. She don't have a man because she has attitude problems. The show was strictly pointing that out. That's the problem.
Highlighting it, huh?
And you saying, oh, but she getting this money. She getting this money. How did she get that money? How did she get to where she was at? She just told you how. She was selling that blood. She was on that pole. She was sleeping with whoever and doing whatever. But you know what I'm saying? People, you know, they mess up, man. They don't really want what's on TV for real.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't want it. You know what I'm saying?
What's the worst reality show ever?
Man.
Labor of love.
Love, man.
Labor
Twitter
got a show? Maybe they was going to get a Shorty Loaded show with 10 baby mama.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
why they doing it like that, man? Them people come out the woodwork.
Did they do the show, though?
Oh. Man, you know the whole high and mighty people come out to get them to cancel the show. Same thing they just did with the sorority fraternity show that they were going to do. See, and that's an example of people taking it too personal.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You going personal.
Now they're tied in, right?
You, love and hip hop is cool, but a little. Those little Simba Mama is not cool. There's a difference. That's crazy.
It's all shit ball to me.
What?
You going to use the TV?
Give us information.
Straight advertising spots. That's all you do. Product placement. Y'all do it inconspicuously. Why you do it inconspicuously if you don't advertise anyway? Why you product placing in Coca-Cola if right after that shot you go to commercials to bring in Coca-Cola commercials? Y'all know what you did it for, but, you know, let's not do the public like that. Let's get the public their own decisions. I don't want to drink Coca-Cola until I saw it. Somewhere I was innate to get forced to taste it. Reality TV, man. It's not reality. That's what it's called.
Jack and Rick.
It's called television program.
I like Jeopardy, though.
You like Jeopardy?
Jeopardy.
Pretty reality.
That's reality, sure.
Shows all the time.
But, oh, man. Serbia? But you know, it always comes from that European perspective.
Yeah, of course.
Got to. What about that, though? The long lasting game shows have been out there. With the fortune.
You've
been
on
the
game show before?
Basically, a school,
academic line,
anything
like that.
I knew I didn't get a chance to do academic college.
But I do know that it's sick. Out to Adelaide. Got on right. And won a car.
Won the whip.
She said she was just off from the final prize. Won the whip though. Right.
Damn.
What about reality? That's reality.
That's reality.
Yeah.
You can be a part of these shows. I know a couple of people that have been on, you know, them stupid shows. I know a person been on Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake!
And
Jerry
Springer. Most of them been on Jerry Springer.
For real?
Yeah.
Man.
So it's reality. Yeah, it's real.
I can't about to be real.
it's real shit going on.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to say is,
you are the father.
Yeah.
That's reality, man.
That's reality.
Well, she got 10, baby. She done brought 10 people over there, and she still don't know who the father is.
That's reality.
Man, that's crazy, though, isn't it?
To the grid of it all, Blog Talk Radio, man. Look, quit living your life vicariously through these characters on television, man. You are not these soap opera characters, man. Y'all is not these women on TV with all this makeup on, these false eyelashes. Guys, man, y'all is not these European types. Shirt wearing, deep neck style. Cut it out.
All they want to do is continue to perpetuate stereotypes.
Yep,
that's
what you're supposed to do.
You know what I'm saying?
Supposed to do this when you get college.
Corporate executives love Love and Hip Hop.
How we thought they were is, of course, in college, though. You go to college to become a culture creator. That's all of that fucking genre to where, you know, and you understand what it is y'all marketing, how y'all market it, and what the whole purpose is.
They got, we talking about last night, Target Market.
Yeah.
They do Target first. With the sex. But they target people.
Mm-hmm.
They target kids now.
Yeah,
target children to force their parents to buy something for
them. Yeah, yeah. And it's homosexuality. The gay cartoons and the different innuendos they use, and it's just, and how they slide it into where, you know, how they use a tomboy character.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, can't tell what these characters are. Like, those two characters
ambiguous characters.
Yeah. Like, what is
sexually
that?
Ambiguous. I'm not supposed to know.
What you look like at 13? 13? I don't know if you're a girl or a boy.
No hair tech glasses and stuff. So I can't tell what you is. No hair tech, girls wear no hair tech. You got glasses that take away.
I gotta bring this up. Y'all fuck with that. Not that I fuck with. I'm sure y'all don't fuck with
it. Let it be known.
It all got nothing to do with this. But like the show, the self-help shows, like the Ayala Van Zandt show.
Yeah. You just
want
that show, didn't you?
It's a reality show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's supposed to be a spiritual coach or somebody. Supposed to help somebody through their tough times. We had the psychic boom era.
I
remember that. You know what I'm saying? Where you called and they send you crystals and it was
hot fire.
That was the shit for us.
Hot fire.
The Cleo Dionne Warwick was shit. Her psychic hotline had, you know, she tried to help pioneer the down, the one who was on that board and hip hop to an end.
Mm.
She was supposed to be white. After being a black pioneer,
yeah, the white dude.
I never liked her music. I hated the fact that when they showed her on the category of Gladys Knight.
Who?
You know what I'm saying?
Who?
Hated that.
What's her name?
Dionne Warwick. I hated that. You see what I'm saying? I know that she was great during that time, and she did a lot with music during that time. Her voice.
She wasn't on like the Motown. She was on the white label. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right. She was more like
she had a couple hits. See, I'm gonna say crossover to the black community.
Disco.
She was
like
right.
Disco. Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. But she would be American Bandstand versus Solid Gold. Solid Gold was a mixture of both of them. That's basically, like I said, that's reality. We had Soul Train.
Soul Train.
That was more our type reality music. That and American Bandstand was like the two realest perceptive shows we had. It didn't exist. Wasn't no such thing as that's it. That's what's weird when you get ready to tell younger people, like, man, that didn't exist. But this shit is new. So it was
like the video shows.
Yeah.
Musical parts.
I'll be telling people, look, I know you don't remember this shit because it was new when I was young. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you don't remember. You might remember Tigger in the Basement. And I'm saying might.
Right.
Might remember that.
Yeah.
Might remember Video Soul. Might not remember Video
Soul.
No. Johnny Simpson. Johnny Simpson. Stop playing, man.
So
that TV shit. So shit. We're just trying to get people to get up off their ass.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I'm against television entertainment. Fix your perception so you perceive it correctly, though. It's entertainment. So by the brief time you're watching it, make sure it's entertaining to you and it's not, you're not treating it like it's nurturing, like it's a teaching tool.
And don't forget that psychological
thing. Exactly.
But say that it's reality TV. So you can approach like a sketch, a sitcom or a drama as if it's not real life, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
It's one of the top shows, but that's still desensitized. But a reality show, that barrier is almost broken. You know what I'm saying? It's like they in my house.
We ain't even going.
I done brought them in.
We not to mention all the top shows.
I fuck with 48 Hours because of Ayana Jones. They got killed during
first 48
show in Detroit. And they were trying to withhold the tape because they had it on tape. Because they run in right after the cops. Got it all on tape. They were
going on radio.
That's your reality TV.
Man, you know, started kicking it off like first. For the first 48, get it kicked in the dough.
I mean, cops was OG. Cops was it.
See,
come here to Time of Destiny. We here. It's a reality.
Bad boys.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna turn that shit off? Change the channel sometimes. Give you a good book. Read on it, man. This is Grit It All Blog Talk, man. We out of here.